What about the books that you've published? You have your Road Trip and Steve, you have your spy novel, and now you've come to write a book of short stories. What's the inspiration for such a wide range of different styles?
I'm kind of, I guess, a shotgun personality. I have an awful lot of likes, hobbies and whatnot. Restore old cars. I do model railroading. I do a dab of painting here and there, the photography. I've never been able to focus on just one thing. I keep getting attracted by trying so many different things. So the short story book is a compilation of stories I've written over the years. One, the oldest one is probably when I wrote in college and then sort of reworked it over the time. That's called Nowhere, and it involves me driving my Triumph TR3 over Angeles Crest somewhere in the not-too-distant future when things are a little different. And another story in that book is called The Shop, which was inspired by a little bitty storefront we used to pass on the way to work every day called Galvin's Time Repair. And I just always thought that the concept of somebody calling a watchmaker's shop Time Repair needed to have a story. So I came up with a story as kind of an exercise in descriptiveness. The Old Fart Spy Club, which is my first novel, came from two ideas I had lurking together. One was sort of an inside joke I had with my students when I was a teacher. They'd ask, why did you grow a mustache? And I'd always tell them, well, it was to hide that tattoo. And they'd get a giggle out of that. And then they'd start looking at me, you know, is he fooling or not? And they'd want to know more. And I said, well, I can't tell you because it's still classified. So part of that story is woven into the book. And the other is my take on, well, it's actually, I guess, borne out by more recent events. It would not be that difficult to launch a terrorist attack on Los Angeles with about 20 people. And it would be pretty unstoppable. And what I've got is this old guy, old retired spy, who gets, you know, kind of stumbles across the plot, and he gathers together his old spy buddies and a couple of rookies that he's training, and they do their best to foil the plot.
That's going to get some people tempted for summer reading here. Will you have your books available at the Monrovia Summer Art Walk?
Oh, absolutely. We have them all available, and probably sell more books than I do photos these days, but we'll sell whatever people want to buy.
Before we wrap up here, I'd love to know a little bit more about your railroad photographs as well. My favorite, of course, is that old steam engine, but if you could only describe one to a listener, what would be the one you'd choose?
I think it's the one I call Shea Gears. A Shea locomotive is a different kind. It has upright cylinders that turn a crankshaft and drive shafts, almost more like a car than a locomotive. And I have one of my favorite shots is just of the gears, and they're so complex, and there's all this motion that goes around. And it's, again, one of those details that tells the story of the entire locomotive. And that's one that I'm rather proud of. There's also some others that we took in the snow up in Chama, New Mexico, some nice black and whites. We still do black and white photography. In fact, we're still essentially film photographers, which we then translate digitally and then put back on the photographic paper. But we don't do Photoshop and all those magical things that people do today. We're kind of old, I guess, old school is the term.
I would love to know for each of you how photography first became the path that you really wanted to take. How about for you, Marianne?
I've always taken pictures. I think both of us have. And our road trips and such, we've just, everywhere we go, we bring our camera. And then we kind of compare pictures with each other and discovered we have, both of us have a similar eye for things, but slightly different approaches, it turns out. I'm very spontaneous, and Stephen kind of plans a little bit more than I do, but it's just how things strike us, the way we look at things.
Yeah, I think I first started photography my first year in college, took some classes at PCC, and always enjoyed photography as a way to express myself. And then when we got back from Ireland with the images we brought back,
absolutely,
we had a couple of friends. One was an artist who passed away recently who gave us a lot of encouragement saying, you should really show these. You should put these on the market. They're that good. And I said, gosh, you know, I didn't know that they were that spectacular. But his name was Monticello, and he passed away just a few years ago. But he was a great inspiration to a lot of different artists.